Okay, it's kind of embarrassing how bad I am at budgeting.
Let me see your charges.
Ugh, fine.
You spent over $600 on takeout last month.
I can't cook. You know this.
Yes, I have had your disgusting food, but you're literally paying for a meal subscription on top of that.
Whoa, wait. That can't be right.
Look, just get Rocket Money. It shows you all of your expenses in one place and even tracks your subscriptions. And if there's a subscription you don't want, which for you, there are a lot you don't need, you can just cancel right in the app with a few taps.
So you mean I don't have to call anyone to cancel?
Nope. No hold times or anything. And they'll even try to get you a refund on some of the months of wasted money, which is a lot of money for you.
Okay.
And if you thought I was done, I'm not. The app can also help you make a budget that works for your income. Anytime you get close to your spending limits, it alerts you, so you know exactly where your money is going at all times.
All right, I'm in. What do I have to do?
Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple or Google Play stores.
Joining us right now, Ed Whalen. Ed, good morning. Welcome to Mornings on the Mall with Brian and Mary. How are you?
It's great. Thank you for having me.
Now, you are the president of the Ethics and Public Policy Center, and you also were a law clerk for Supreme Court Justice Antonin Scalia. So, based on what we saw of Judge Gorsuch's hearings yesterday, do you see any similarities between him and Justice Scalia?
Well, absolutely. I think more broadly that deep similarity is evident from Judge Gorsuch's outstanding record of more than a decade on the Tenth Circuit. He has demonstrated that he is a serious and very intelligent textualist. He is committed to the constitutional interpretive theory of originalism that Justice Scalia did so much to advance. That common sense theory basically says that words have meaning. And it's the job of judges to discern that meaning, not to impose their own moral or policy views. Judge Gorsuch, like Justice Scalia, is an excellent writer who expresses himself with force and clarity and verve. And I think, like Justice Scalia, he's positioned to have an outsized influence on generations of lawyers and law students.
It is interesting. I covered the Scalia confirmation hearing back in 1986, and one of the things I noted was he was confirmed unanimously by the Senate. I don't think we're going to have the same luck for Gorsuch. It's going to be a much more difficult lift, is it not?
Well, it might be. The question for the Democrats from the beginning has been, how do they want to lose this battle? Do they want to just have a straight up or down vote and get Gorsuch confirmed, save their ammunition for the next time? Or do they want to try to filibuster the Gorsuch nomination, which ought to trigger abolition of the filibuster on Supreme Court nominees by the Republicans? And that would make the path a lot easier for the next Supreme Court nominees. So I hope very much that the Democratic base drives Democrats off the cliff to filibuster this nomination, because I think you're going to see a unified Republican caucus recognizing that if they're not going to let this guy go through, there's no prospect anyone will. So now's the time to do what the Democrats did on lower court nominees 3.5 years ago. And frankly, Democrats made clear 3.5 years ago that the only reason they didn't do it for Supreme Court nominees is the abortion groups feared that a change back then might come back to hurt them. Right up till the election, leading Democrats were saying, of course, they would abolish the filibuster this year if they needed to in the face of Republican obstruction. So, now's the time to do it and clear the path. So please, Democrats, go ahead and filibuster.
And I think this quote right here, when he said this, all they have to do, the Republicans have to do, is just keep playing this cut over and over again.
The ultimate test of the rule of law is whether the government can lose in its own courts and accept the judgments of those courts.
There you go. I mean, that right there says to me, here is an independent man who is going to judge based on the rule of law and nothing else. And I think the country is tired of activist judges. So I think that alone right there loses the argument for the Democrats.
Well, and again, that statement is backed up by his record. He has bipartisan support. The left-leaning American Bar Association has given him its highest unanimous, well-qualified rating, what it calls its strongest endorsement. And folks who know him and have seen him in action know that he's a deeply principled judge.
One of the things that he's doing is what all Supreme Court nominees have done, I think, since the day of Scalia when his confirmation hearing took place. They don't engage in hypotheticals. And that's something that is different from the way it used to be many, many years ago. The idea here is that the senators, especially Democratic senators, will try to draw him into some discussion of the law to get him to reveal a position, and he has resisted that at every turn.
Well, he has, but with respect, I don't think it's that different from what occurred long ago. Long ago, hearings were very brief events. I believe Justice Byron White's took about 60 minutes.
Wow.
So there was not this effort to try to get nominees to pre-commit to certain positions. And look, what Judge Gorsuch is doing is exactly, as you say, what Justice Scalia did, also what Ruth Bader Ginsburg did. There's the Ginsburg standard that a nominee should not give any hints or previews or forecasts about how the nominee will rule in cases. And that means not expressing one's view on whether or not a particular precedent is rightly decided, because one's view on that will have implications insofar as that precedent bears on other issues that
and
come
so
before the court.
When you see Al Franken making a bunch of noise, well, would you please just answer the question yes or no? That's political theater. Nobody really expects an answer, right?
Right. I mean, Democrats are trying, 10 different ways to ask the same question. Obviously, it's not going to work. And Democrats, when they had President Obama's nominees, were defending the same approach to not answering questions because of ethical concerns that Judge Gorsuch is taking. Let me just also add that back then, Senator Schumer praised Sonia Sotomayor for ruling against sympathetic litigants. Now he and other Democrats are hammering, are trying to hammer Judge Gorsuch for doing the same thing. But again, as Judge Gorsuch has explained, sometimes sympathetic litigants have strong claims, in which case they win. Sometimes they have weak claims, in which they lose. We call that the rule of law.
Absolutely. And actually, Democrat Dianne Feinstein asked him about that, about whether he could rule against a powerful constituent. And nope, cut 65, Mike. Let me also ask you, we know that the Democrats are playing to their base with all of this. How long is this playing to the base going to go? We're going to go from 60, what did you say, it was 60 minutes? Are we going to go, how many days is this going to drag out to now?
Well, today will be the last day of Judge Gorsuch's live testimony. Tomorrow there'll be panel after panel of witnesses both ways. The hearing will be over by the end of tomorrow.
Okay.
The basic fact here is that Republicans have the majority in the Senate this year, as they did last year, and as they did when Justice
right.
Scalia went through. That is really the decisive political fact. And Judge Gorsuch is going to be confirmed one way or another. Again,
mm-hmm.
Democrats just have to decide how much damage they want to do in the long run.
It doesn't sound like they're doing much damage, though, at all.
Yeah. Ed Whalen, thank you so much. Greatly appreciate it.
Thank you. My pleasure.
Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk. And maybe, after all of that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news. It doesn't have to be this way. Thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all of your recurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something is coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel, or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.